Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Carrasquel. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Alex Carrasquel. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Case moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Case moves to third. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Case steals home. It's 1-0, Senators. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cullenbine fields it and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Carrasquel, and towards Sullivan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cullenbine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pesky moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr bunts towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Clary covering, for the out. Pesky moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pesky scores. Williams scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Lupien moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor strikes out. Two outs. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Conroy takes first base on ball 4. Lupien moves to third. Finney moves to second. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cullenbine fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Spence reaches third base with a triple. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spence scores. One out. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Conroy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Early win now pitching. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cullenbine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Williams reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesce fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0-for-1 in the game. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesce scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conroy takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobson hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cullenbine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. Case moves to third. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Oscar Judd now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Conroy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Pesky fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Case scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0-for-2 in the game. Clary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a fly ball towards right field. Finney fields the ball and throws to home. Conroy drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Conroy. Sullivan scores. Clary moves to second. Two outs. It's Senators, 5, Red Sox, 5. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Case hits a pop-up towards third. Taber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lupien hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Taber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taber is 0-for-3 in the game. Taber hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Conroy and he is out, Pesky applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Conroy hits a pop-up towards third. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Judd reaches second base with a double. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field. Finney picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Finney. Vernon moves to second. Bobby Estilella pinch hits for Jake Early. Charlie Wagner now pitching. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vernon scores. Estilella moves to second. One out. It's 6-5, Senators. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clary takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. Estilella moves to third. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Evans now catching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence, who is chasing the ball. Finney reaches third base with a triple. Williams scores. Lupien goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.